Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Pat Flynn and welcome to episode 387 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. All right, here's today's question from Michael.
Hi Pat, this is Michael. I have a question for you. Before I ask, I just want to say thanks a lot for everything. Your blog and your podcast have been so extremely helpful. So my question is concerning your Bluehost affiliate sales. And it's a two-part question. One, if you didn't have Bluehost affiliate sales as part of your income, what do you think your business would look like in terms of focus, energy, and revenue? And the second part is, since you do have Bluehost affiliate sales, how do you... What are your actions or your thoughts, your mentality around keeping that stream of revenue healthy and long lasting for you? Love to know. Again, thanks a lot for everything and look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much for the question. It's interesting because I always get these Bluehost-related questions, and I love these types of questions. Bluehost, for those of you who don't know, is a hosting company. This is a hosting company that I recommend amongst several other different things that I recommend that I've used before, products that I recommend for my audience to help them achieve what they want to achieve. And Bluehost, by far, has been the most successful, if you want to talk about the revenue streams that are coming into my businesses. Bluehost, as an affiliate, is bringing me anywhere between $30,000 and $60,000 a month on average through Bluehost affiliate sales, which is great. And I will say up front that I do have a higher commission than is advertised that Bluehost gives to normal people. I do have a lot of volume and pull for them, which is why they've increased my commission rates. And that does not happen for everybody. So that obviously has helped over time. But I've also understood how things work with my audience and what they're looking to get and who my primary avatars are and what could best serve them. I think that's by far more than anything why Bluehost works out best, because people who find my website see these step-by-step tutorials, these examples, this proof that I have with different websites that I have created from scratch, and you know, people come in and they want to start a website of their own. So naturally, they see what I recommend and they go through that, and it's cool because without any additional cost to them, it allows me to have a commission through Bluehost, and so I get paid. People get their websites up, hopefully create a successful business off of that, and Bluehost gets a new customer, everybody wins, and that's the cool thing about affiliate marketing if you do it in the right way. Now, a couple things to address your questions. What would my biz look like if I didn't have Bluehost affiliate sales? Well, obviously my income would be much less, almost cut in half, but that wouldn't faze me at all. This just happens to be an amazing byproduct, a service that I recommend, and it does very well for me. But honestly, my business wouldn't look any different if I didn't have Bluehost affiliate sales. My income would be different, but my business would not. I'm in the business of helping people build successful businesses and helping them understand the ins and outs of this online space. I'm in the business of experimenting and running thought experiments and experiments with different websites and businesses to be able to provide an example and lead by example for people. And if I didn't have Bluehost affiliate sales, you know, that income would be gone, but I would still be providing content in the way I do. It wouldn't change at all. Like, Bluehost is not my primary, you know, I'm not even really thinking about Bluehost. It just, that is a byproduct of all I do to provide value and the steps and the examples and the case studies that I do. But I don't do things beyond the basic things that one would do to drive people toward those sales, which is essentially just include Bluehost on the resource page, on the getting started page, because those are some of the first steps. So I think the big key lesson here for all of you who are listening is, what is your, quote, Bluehost? Now, Bluehost makes sense for me, and it's very, very profitable for me because that's the first step people take when they build a online business. They have to get a hosting and domain somewhere, so they go to Bluehost. What is your version of Bluehost for those who you are teaching? What are their first steps, and what service, product, class, course can they use that would help them get started? What are your audience's first steps? What is your avatar's first step? That first step, the first thing that they need to get in order to get whatever it is that they're going to your site for, if it is your own product, then that's great. That's actually probably ideal. For me, I guess I could start my own hosting company if I wanted to, but I don't want to do that, at least at this point in time, because of the lifestyle that comes along with that. I don't want that. I'm very happy with where I'm at now. But again, like I said, if I didn't have Bluehost affiliate sales, if I didn't have that income coming in, I mean, I would still essentially be making tens of thousands of dollars a month. Not as much as I am now, but I wouldn't change anything. I would continue to do the things the way I do and drive people towards some of those first steps if that was different than Bluehost, but that happens to be the first step. So I recommend that you think about it really quick and see what your first steps are for your business and the people who are coming to you for help. So what are their first steps? Make sure you get that in front of them. For example, I have links to these first steps on my Getting Started page, which is an obvious place that you should have on your website and put those types of things. I have it on my resource page, and I mention both the Getting Started page and the resource pages, which are two of the most profitable lead generation parts on the site for Bluehost sales. So that's the Getting Started page and the resource page. I mention those in various places on the podcast and on the blog. I also have links to Bluehost on my YouTube video. I have a YouTube video that walks people through the step-by-step process on how to start your first website. And in that process, I share that Bluehost is the one that I recommend. And I also share my affiliate link as well. So those three places right there do the job, or do a great job of really just wherever people enter my site, they eventually find one of those things, the Getting Started page, the resource page, or the YouTube video. They find their way there one way or another. And hopefully you make sure that you not only understand what those first steps should be, what's that first thing that person who is visiting your website should get their hands on to really launch them into whatever it is you're teaching them to do, but also making sure it's easy for them to find that it does get in front of their face, or they do come across it during the path of when people go and find themselves through and out your site. So, and also making sure that, like with the video that I have, that with whatever that first thing is, you show them what they're going to get. What is that thing like? Because people like to see what they're going to get before they get it, especially if it requires some sort of payment. So show them, be completely honest, show them, be transparent, open that box. You know, those popular YouTube videos where people are just unboxing different things? They're very popular because people want to see what they're going to get before they get it. They want to experience what it's like before they experience it themselves. And so use those strategies when you're moving forward with whatever it is that you want to have become your, quote, Bluehost. And also, in terms of keeping that revenue stream healthy, again, I'm just continuing to do what I do, which is provide value. And, you know, this just seems like the more I do that, the more people get into the process of starting an online business and making sure, because of those things are in front of those people whenever they're ready to do that, it's just naturally going to happen. So, you know, I'm not struggling at all with trying to figure out ways to make sure that stays the way it is. And really, I've done nothing but just continue to pump value out there. And because of that, the site has grown. And because of that, the Bluehost revenue has grown as well over time. So hopefully, Michael, that gives you some insight and maybe a little bit of tips on some direction you can take as well with your business too. So I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for the question. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you, and I wish you all the best. And here's a quote to finish off today by Robert Byron. He said, The purpose of life is a life of purpose. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.